Well, hello there and welcome back. This week, we're going to talk about consistency and the questions and engagements that we have from you all and out in the internet. And as always, I have my wife and partner, Terry Murray, here with me. Terry?
Hello. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Do you have any pointers for leaders who may have large teams with varying strengths and weaknesses? So you might need to spend a little bit more time with some of these employees over the others. How do you maintain consistency and not appear to show favoritism?
Yeah, sometimes, especially when you're building a bigger team, you're going to have some people with not as much experience and people with more experience. So what you want to do is make sure that you're balancing it out somewhere. And you're going to have to spend that time with the individuals. But you also want to make sure that you're bringing in some of those people with more experience to help you engage with those newbies. And the reason why is that you trust and respect those individuals for their time, but then you're spending time with both of them. The good thing with that is that you're engaging your team as a whole, and you're giving them the opportunities to show leadership potential, even within those that may not want it. And may not want to move to that next level, but you're giving them opportunities to shine and you're spending that time with your team members. Great. What's the next question?
All right. So as consistency is the goal, how do you think that positively or negatively impacts the opportunity for businesses being able to exceed expectations or, you know, provide some special moments instead of just providing the consistency?
Yeah, so consistency is in the quality of what's being delivered. So you can always create new and better ways to change up how you deliver things, but you still want to have the base. So if you have a checklist of, well, I greet the customer, I seat the customer, I show them to their table, I then ask them if they want anything to drink, those are all the same. But it's getting to know the customer along the way to where it's, oh, are you new here? Have you been to this location before? What type of things are you looking for? Those are the type of things that you can make the experience a little bit more special and engaging so that you're consistently asking the same things and checking the same boxes, but it's how you do it that makes it important and interesting to the individuals. And they'll keep coming back because that satisfaction to experience to loyalty, missed a step in there, satisfaction to experience to relationships to loyalty, that stays the same. And they keep on coming back to be delighted along the way and have those little surprises. That base stays the same. Excellent.
Great.
What's the next question?
Okay. You talked a lot about data and using surveys and measurement tools to ensure consistent experiences. But in some cases, surveys are being used almost as a detrimental way where getting a 10 out of 10 is the only option for an employee to be seen as successful. What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, the interesting thing with all of those surveys is it's sending the wrong message. So, you've been in restaurants where the server puts the picture of their family somewhere in the bill. You get the, oh, if you give me that 10, then I can go on this next trip or I can get the bonus that I'm trying to earn this quarter. The challenge with those is that you're not measuring satisfaction, experience, relationships, or loyalty. What you're measuring is how well you can convince that other person that they deserve, that you deserve a 10. The reality is that for those businesses that do that, stop it. Please stop, because it's not helping your customers and it's not helping your team members. What you really want to do is measure their averages so that you set your standards based off of the averages for the organization, not the top level. Because I remember when I was at Disney and the answer was, what level do you want to measure? It was always 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever is more than what we were measuring to. So when you're measuring, measure based off of where you are and strive for perfection. But the reality is that you probably shouldn't hit perfection because that means you're clicking on all cylinders and you have nowhere to grow. As humans, we're always going to have that place to grow. So watch what you deliver and what your expectations are of your staff. Don't set that bar high that if you have 10s, that you're going to go to that next, you're going to go to that next conference. You're going to go to that next tier of satisfaction. Your goal is to deliver on the excellence that's provided to you, and you're going to try to deliver it. There's going to be sometimes that you fall a little bit short, but that's okay. In organizations, talking to you, because that measurement really needs to be on that average scale. You need to start using statistics to figure out what quartile gets what benefit. That's where you succeed. Excellent. Thanks. Is there anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, that does it for this week. Next week, we're going to talk about the next C, which is composure. And we're going to take a little different spin on that, because composure for an organization, well, the organization is made up of a bunch of people. So we're going to talk about the people, the leadership, and the teams instead of going through the organization component. So thanks again for watching, and we'll see you real soon. Bye.